That was number two. Will there be number three? Let's see, listening. I think those are Taiwanese indigenous jets. They're Taiwan made. No, sometimes they come in twos, sometimes threes, and sometimes fours. No, I mean, they might be scrambling to go intercept China. China's always trying to buzz the zone. And so they're over there to buzz back. Now, don't you wish that when the mosquito started buzzing in your ear that you could buzz back at the mosquito? You know, just send over your bumblebee. Well, that's what you were just hearing. You were just hearing Taiwan buzzing back. My goodness. What am I talking about this week? Taiwan special. I'm talking about the animosity between Americans and what I think after being in Taiwan for 12 years. And I'm also talking about how I was in Taiwan when I discovered and what it meant specifically when I discovered that I was my big enemy. I mean, we all theoretically know that we are our own big enemy, but what's it really mean to discover that? You know, what's that mean to discover that? So, I was having a conversation about the problem with masks in America and politicization of everything. And it's like, okay, I mean, I have friends that are at health risks and we've got a pandemic going on. But look, during the H1N1 scare, all the Taiwanese wore masks. Everybody just wore masks. In fact, it wasn't even a rule. The Taiwanese just, there's a virus going around. Okay, well, wear a mask. Sometimes when it's flu season, when it's common cold season, everybody wears a mask. If someone has the cold, they will wear a mask when they go out in public. It's just in their culture. Now, I'm at a gym and we have a mask law in Taiwan. You go to a supermarket, you go to a theater, you have to wear a mask unless you're eating. Now, in some ways that seems rather silly, but their goal is to mitigate and do the best they can, I suppose. That's the idea. But they're humane about it. So they haven't shut down restaurants and stuff. They do have these supposed restricted seating, this every other seat. Some of that I kind of speculate is just a bunch of hooey, not really sure. But anyhow, at the gym I work at, when I'm exercising, I do not need to wear a mask, but I wear one anyway. I wear a spongy mask and it drives people nuts because it's a PETA mask. Can I find the PETA? It's here, PETA mask. This is it. Like, you know what? I'm going to put the mask on and I'm going to talk for a while with a mask on. This is a PETA mask. It's a foamy thing. You can actually rinse it. It's super lightweight. You can breathe through it. You don't even hear that I'm wearing it, do you? You know, I wonder if I wore this mask, if it would affect pops. So if I say popsicle stand, does that pop in the microphone as much as if I say this popsicle stand without the mask? Curious if it looks like the type of a sponge you'd see on a microphone. But because air passes through it quickly, but it's like a microscopic sponge, it's got all these holes. So air actually goes through the mask instead of around the mask like it does with medical masks. And so people wear these when there's lots of pollution coming over the Taiwan Strait from China. So when pollution is high, people wear masks like this anyway, because it actually filters the air. Now, Taiwanese run around with these medical masks, and I've had friends lecture me about how better your mask isn't any good. I'm like, yeah, well, your mask is so perfect that all the air goes around the side. My mask is imperfect enough that the air actually gets filtered. My mask is filtering more air than yours is. But even then, this virus doesn't pass through the air. It passes through particles, like if you sneeze or cough. So all we need is a sneeze guard. And mine does that also, and it's not hard for me to breathe. So I wear this mask, which I'm still wearing, when I exercise, but I don't have to. Taiwan does not require you to wear a mask when you exercise at the gym. All right, okay, that's my thing on masks. Now, I don't see what the big deal needs to. Now, here, well, hold on, calm down. Okay, calm down. I don't see what the big. See, in America these days, this is my point. In America these days, I've taken the mask off. If you're listening to the podcast, if you're not watching on Twitch, where you get to see all these early. In America these days, someone says, oh, I don't see what the big deal is. That's the bigger issue I see here. What they really mean is, I don't see what the big deal is. It's like, oh, you don't. Well, why are you making a big deal? Like, that's how people say it. In Taiwan, masks are not a big deal. It's not a big deal to wear them. It's not a big deal to not wear them. They're just not a big deal. And in America, wearing them and not wearing them is a big deal. And it's the big deal that's the problem. And everyone thinks it's the mask. And it's not wearing the mask or not wearing the mask. It's the big deal. Crying out loud. Don't freak out if someone's not wearing a mask. And don't freak out if someone is wearing a mask. Don't freak out. It's freaking out. That's the problem. And I look at all this and I'm going, Tom McDonald's rap that he came out with this week really says it. I think fighting violence with more violence is what they want. This is setting up a civil war. Why are we angry? Why is it controversial? Somehow we get this sorted out in our heads. I'm going to make two statements. Two. Count with me. One, two. Okay, two. Say two. All right. I'm going to make two statements. Now, you're not allowed to freak out. I know that you're probably American, and me being American, I know it's in my bones too. We want to freak out when someone says something or doesn't say something. And I'm going to do one of those two. I'm going to be saying something. And so that's why we're all going to want to freak out. But before you freak out, I want you to let me finish saying both things first. I know. Here we go. Count to two. One, two. Here we go. Number one, Black Lives Matter. Okay. Now quickly, number two, All Lives Matter. Now, why are either one of those statements controversial? Why should anyone's blood boil? The reason, I'm not just being sarcastic and walking away. I answer sarcastic questions. I answer rhetorical questions. The reason why we freak out is because somehow we've got it all worked out in our heads that it makes sense to freak out. And I know that the one statement is used to justify lots of hate. And the other statement is used in order to be dismissive. I know that. I know that. But when other people saying something that's not terrible makes us freak out, it means that there's too much garbage going on in our minds. My rich dad, Dave Lewis, always called it mental constipation, where your head is full of something. And so, let's just take a breath and stop freaking out. Just know the citizens who voted for the other guy are not the enemy here. And if you're right about whatever it is, you should persuade the other guy. If you're right, then he should believe it. I'm going to get into that tomorrow right away. See you then.